coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance.
It would be a decision which could only be taken once.
There's no argument over the choice between peace and war.
Unconfirmed reports about Gaddafi being captured.
This morning, I want to talk about the future of Europe.
Burning Point.
Hello and welcome to the show. With me, Ekaterina Kudashkina. As the U.S. President Barack Obama is defending his decision to launch unauthorized airstrikes on IS targets in Syria, there is a growing understanding that another U.S. president, despite his earlier intentions and claims, has plunged his country deeper into the fighting, which has spread over the whole of the Middle East. Meanwhile, the geography of the airstrikes appears to include other targets besides the Islamic State, and reports of civilian casualties have started to stream in. According to Al Jazeera reporting Wednesday, 11 civilians, including 4 children, have already been killed in high-precision airstrikes. While the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has reported that the attacks carried out by Washington and its Arab allies killed 31 civilians. In his interview to the RIA Novosti, David Swanson, an American journalist, described the U.S. airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria as illegal, immoral, and counterproductive. Well, as for the latter, that actually depends on what goals the U.S. is pursuing. We're now joined by our guest speaker, Talib Ibrahim, political analyst based in Damascus.
The situation here in Syria, it differs from place to place. Damascus, the capital, absolutely safe, and the people here are watching what is going around them. Nearby Damascus, the Syrian army is making a very great progress, and I have reliable information that it is a matter of short time, not a very long time, that all the areas around Damascus should be sized by Syrian army. So we are optimistic about the capital, but if we look to the west of capital Damascus, Israel is intervening heavily, and it is helping militants. Yesterday, they shot down a Syrian bomber, which was bombing the al-Nusra front, and that gave us a very clear evidence that Israel is cooperating with terrorists on the Syrian territory. So this event is very, very dangerous. And I am deeply convinced that the end of Syrian crisis should be a regional war with Israel and its allies, because everything is happening here in Syria in the privilege of Israel, to serve Israel, to help Israel in its position. Here, another issue, in the middle of Syria, everything is okay. Homs is under control, especially a very small provinces. Hama, in the middle of Syria, the Syrian army could size a very large areas which was under the control of al-Nusra front. We have some problems in Aleppo and in Idlib, but I am confident that the Syrian army should be able to make complete control. Syrian coast is under control 100%. The real problem which we have here in Syria, American intervention, it is not to do good things or to help Syrian state. We believe deeply that United States is using terrorism as a tool for implementing its foreign policy. So they created the ISIS. Why now they are fighting ISIS? Well, I think if you go back to the history in the 15s of the last century, they made a coalition which was named a Centum to size Soviet Union. And at that time, they have an excuse. Their excuse was, we must stop communism and communist expansion. Now the same, but instead of communism and communist expansion, they are talking about terrorism. They want to size this area to make new alliance such as NATO, such as etc., to the Middle East, and the target is to size Russia and to put their hands on the treasures here and to make a real control on the area. We don't trust American. Absolutely, they are deceiving the people. They are lying and lying and lying.
Our guest speaker is Syrian political analyst Talib Ibrahim, coming to us from Damascus.
Burning Point.
Inside Syria, I think the airstrikes which took place yesterday couldn't achieve a very important goal. They could kill less than 100 militants. And as I know from my information on the ground, Syrian army every day was killing 100 or 200 or 300 in some instance militant by airstrikes. So why American came at this moment? I think they have their own agenda, and they have information that Syrian army now is in an offensive position. He is not in a defensive position. He is in an offensive position, and he might be able to control all the country in a short time, a few months. So now they are intervening, and they will remove ISIL, and they will put instead of it another militant group, which is a Syrian Revolutionist Front led by Jamal Maarouf. It is a fundamental, it's a branch of Al-Qaeda, but American want the Syrian want to be open forever. I think the real target of the United States is to divide Syria. This is a war against Syria as a state, as a country, as a geography, as a society. And I am deeply convinced that they felt great regret when they were withdrawn from Iraq without making any real achievement. So now they are trying to come again to the region from the gate of terrorism to Syria and to Iraq. And I think they have their own plan to occupy Syria or some parts of Syria. Now, if you look to the eastern provinces in Syria, especially to the east of Euphrates, it is an operational field for United States and for USA Air Force. So it is very difficult for Syrian government to send air bombers, aircrafts, etc., etc., to that region without permission of United States. That means a real occupation to the skies, and on the ground they will, as I told you, they will send a proxy force which will fight instead of American. So this is a devil, a plan to divide Syria and to occupy some parts of Syria. We mustn't deceive ourselves. This project, we must fight it. We must surrender because American are here, because we could defeat American in Iraq, and we will defeat them now in Syria. But we are in need to a real help from our allies, especially Russian.
This is Burning Point. We're talking about President Obama plunging his country into another war in the Middle East. Our guest speaker is Syrian political analyst Taleb Ibrahim, coming to us from Damascus. The regional countries, the regional governments, which might be or might not be the allies of the United States, are also put at risk by this operation because the ISIS is not going to surrender that easily. It could spill over to other countries. So do you think that other countries, the neighboring countries, could somehow realize the threat and come to support?
No. I think if you talk about regional countries here, from Syrian perspective, Syria as a government has one ally only, Iran and Hezbollah only. And on the international scope, we have only Russia and China. But United States has its allies. And what is surprising, who brought Bahrain to this coalition? Bahrain is curbing its people. In Bahrain, there's a real revolution. In Bahrain, the people are moving in a peaceful tool. They are not using violence. This is issue. Another issue, Saudi Arabia and Emirates and Kuwait are the most important financial resource for ISIL and for Al-Qaeda and for all those groups. Who brought them to this coalition? That means, indeed, a real plan from United States to wage the new war in the Middle East. But now, they could bring some allies. Those allies will pay money and will participate in this war against Syria to make a blanket or a cover for United States to act inside Syrian territories. I think now we are facing a very dark age, and we must fight to the end, because United States, Saudi Arabia, Wahhabism, Al-Qaeda, all of them are in the same coalition. The real coalition is Al-Qaeda, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and United States. They are the same front. We mustn't deceive ourselves. United States used to lie. All the history of United States is a history of lies and history of deception. They are say to you, we are proud that we could deceive Russians on the ABM treaty. they will say to everybody, we are very proud, we could deceive the original people of America. So United States, we can't trust them, and all what they are saying is only a propaganda. It's only a cover to occupy the area and to size it and to put their hands on the treasures, especially oil and gas.
Dr. Ibrahim, thank you so much. And just to remind you, our guest speaker was Syrian political analyst Taleb Ibrahim, based in Damascus. And now, with American perspective, here is our next guest speaker, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Assistant U.S. Secretary of the Treasury under President Reagan.
Burning point.
The United States has, in fact, stepped into yet another military campaign, this time in Syria. Doesn't it somehow overstretch its capabilities?
There are many answers to that. One is that the military security complex in the United States absorbs $1 trillion annually in their budgets. This is during a period in which Americans themselves are doing poorly in terms of their economic situation. There are still people losing their homes. The people dependent on public support systems such as food stamps is the highest in history. There are no good jobs created. The problem when you're spending $1 trillion on military security activities and people are not doing well is that you have to have a reason for those activities. And so war is always a reason. And so the so-called threat from ISIS or ISIL is exaggerated, just as the threat of Saddam Hussein was exaggerated, just as the threat of Gaddafi, just as the threat of Osama bin Laden, the Taliban, just as the claim of Assad's use of chemical weapons and Iranian nukes. All of these are to keep the money flowing into the military security complex. Large amounts of this money is recycled in political campaigns and donations for political campaigns to Republicans, to Democrats, to the House, to the Senate, to presidential candidates. And so that recycling of the military security monies, or as part of them, is important to the political parties. So that's one of the reasons. Another reason is that ISIS is seen as a threat to the American puppet states in the Middle East. They're seen as a threat to the oil emirates, to Bahrain, to Saudi Arabia itself. And so Washington wants to contain that threat. It's also an excuse for attacking Syria. And Washington has not yet given up its idea of overthrowing Assad. It's now found a new way to do it. It can attack Syria under the pretext of fighting ISIS. But, of course, ISIS was created by Washington and sent to Syria to overthrow Assad. The same forces were used by Washington in Libya against Gaddafi. So, in a sense, these ISIS threat was a creation of Washington. Where Washington stands exactly in its relation with ISIS at the present time, I don't know. I don't know whether it realizes it's created something it can't control, or whether it sees the confusion and chaos and fighting as beneficial for Washington's purposes. I don't know the answer to that.
Sir, thank you so much. And just to remind you, this time our guest speaker was Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Assistant U.S. Secretary of the Treasury under President Reagan. Well, and with this, we end this edition of Burning Point, brought to you by me, Ekaterina Kudashkina. Thank you so much for staying with us. Goodbye, and take care.